Good morning. It's a Saturday morning. It's about 20 to 9. Not a bad day. It's slightly overcast in some areas. Struggling to be blue in others. And it's springtime, the beginning of spring. Here in Auckland, I'm walking the dog. Some would say the dog's walking me. No. We're having a great time. And I thought I'd just let you know what I've been up to and what I've learned and the things that I'll probably be doing that I've always said I'll be doing. Yeah, there's been a few things that I've had to attend to, but I've got more time now to concentrate on things because I'm squeezing my time. I may not have more time chronologically, but I'm squeezing my time. So one becomes four, and four becomes eight, or 12, or 16. And I do that by, not consciously, but habitually waking up early and thinking and doing. And that's a very good thing. There is, I mean, obviously for some people it may be different, but if you wake up late and you want to stay in bed, it's cold. That's not necessarily going to be a good thing for you, but for me, it's kind of a no-go area. I'd rather get up earlier, do some thinking, some doing, and when the day is about now, I've already done quite a number of things, and I'm fulfilled in some ways, yet to be fulfilled in others. So my thing is maintaining the getting up early, enjoying. And really enjoying life, enjoying every day, literally, like you know, it is a blessing, obviously, but enjoying every day, consciously enjoying it. I think the things that I look at that I don't necessarily enjoy, when I look back on it, there's food. I will go down shortly to garden centre, Bunnings, etc., or whatever. And I'll get some bit of potting mix, maybe some plants, and I'll grow some in time rather than normally out of time. Some vegetables, tomatoes, etc., etc., etc. And that's going to be pretty good because I'm going to eat, we're going to eat. Now, that sort of stuff is pretty good because, you know, you make it, you grow it. What I'm looking at here is, you know, corn, you know, beetroot, potatoes, tomatoes, all that sort of stuff, and lots of herbs. Now, by doing that, I'm saving time. While I'm digging a garden or learning how to do a garden, I'm also thinking. And what has been annoying me about food is the tendency to eat crap. I mean, some of it's nice crap, but ultimately, the cost of vegetables, the cost of this, the cost of that, time, all that sort of stuff. You tend to eat sometimes a little bit more than you should be of other people's commercial offerings. Whilst it's okay, it's better to go the extra mileage, the extra 10 yards, 9 yards, the old saying, and actually get some of the stuff that you grow into you. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not a person who understands much about the garden, but I do see there's nothing really quite like throwing a bit of your own lettuce and tomatoes into a hamburger or whatever, or barbecuing stuff. So, yes, my thing that I don't think I'm doing correctly is I'm probably eating a little bit too much of the wrong stuff too often. So I'm going to try and rectify that by attempting to grow some stuff of my own. And then actually feel the goodness about the whole growing scenario. So that's one thing. The other thing is, you know, looking at social media, how we can use it. Is imperfection the real perfection nowadays? I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I've been doing a lot of stuff in the last few weeks. I've been active on a few social media platforms. I've been pretty slack on some others. What I decided to do was, you know, learn enough on one platform, then you got to learn enough on another, so I'm sort of comfortable, so I can go in there on one platform and do a little bit, go to another platform, do a little bit, because I know, well, this is what works for me, or doesn't work for me, so I'll try a different slant. So what I've been doing in the last few years is accruing a multitude of seemingly meaningless videos and images, putting them on my phone. I think about 8,000 videos and 70,000 images or whatever, something like that, plus the iCloud, and which has taken me ages to figure out how to use that. It seems to me it's much better. It uses itself now. That's good. So I've got all these images. I used to be quite prolific photographically. I used to do all sorts of photography in the past for commercial reasons. And I'd use digital cameras. But now, of course, it's all about the phone. And I've realized that it doesn't take much to take a quick video. And you don't really want to be Mr. Slick, because I don't know if Mr. Slick cuts it that much on some of the social media platforms, because it looks, come on, looks a little bit contrived, a little bit too slick. So have a think about that. And obviously, you've got to bear in mind that, you know, people are going to use this on their phone or consume whatever you've got on their phone. So vertical is cool. The old portrait. Portrait video is cool. Landscape, well, that's cool too, but it's uncool for some platforms like TikTok. And I would say that Instagram, Facebook, they're going that way. They're going towards this vertical video way, or the vertical image way, simply because it takes up the phone. The real estate on the phone looks pretty good, so you can use a video and you can use audio with that video. And some platforms like TikTok, you can throw some music on, and I'm pretty sure you can do the same thing with Instagram, etc. So if you don't want to appear on these videos, you can do a voiceover or nothing at all, throw some text up, maybe one or two stickers, some music. And my advice would be, look at making videos around about 10, 15 seconds. Obviously, you can make them longer. That's not a problem. But is it boring? Well, who knows? We'll talk about that one day. And I'll talk about the hooks and all the rest of the sort of stuff. I'm no expert in that. One would think, or maybe I am. I don't know. I really don't know. Because I'm not testing that side of it at this time, but I will be shortly. So what it is you make videos with your phone camera. So depending on what sort of phone you've got, you could be shooting in 4K, you could be shooting in HD, or whatever. But it's going to come out okay, regardless, unless you're taking certain things which require a pretty good camera, which we'll talk about some other time. You can also carousel images, still images. So get some still images, edit them a bit, maybe on your phone's software or the platform software. Some of the filters that have been popular with other people have never turned me on at all. They look bloody ludicrous. Sure, some people like scratches and stuff like that, but you know, it's kind of a boring effect to me. Emotional photography is what I like. That's where you do something that is kind of emotionally cool. But because the internet now is just a proliferation of billions of images, you know, you don't really want to be too slick. You really want to follow that imperfection as a new perfection. So pump up your still images. Two or three of them, maybe three of them, with some music. Maybe a 5-10 second video, three stills in a carousel, progressively from one to three tells a story without even a single word spoken. Maybe an emotional headline, maybe not. But choose the music carefully. Music is bloody fantastic. And the videos, start taking them and start pumping them up. Start throwing them up to the platforms. The old saying is the best saying. Well, the new saying is the best saying, I guess. Start. S-E-A-R-T. Start. It doesn't matter if you're feeling no good. It doesn't matter if you're conscious or self-conscious. Just start. If you've got no followers, even better. Who the hell's going to look at you? Right. Start experimenting, but start. So I've been starting on TikTok. Interesting. I had a few followers before. I don't know why they followed me. Maybe nothing else to do. I have no idea. But I had some small images and some small, when I mean small, I mean not very long, videos. And that was okay. Anyway, I was sitting there for ages. I looked at one and I thought, what's going on here? One was, 20, 30 or 100 views or whatever it was. Mine was 3,000 views. And I thought, well, what is that? Why is that? Just a video, took off a bridge of the motorway. Cars coming up and down. No big deal. But people like that. I don't know why they liked it. And I guess it kind of reminded them of where I live, why they wanted to live there or why they didn't want to live there. So it spoke volumes, but didn't appear to say much if you just saw cars on the motorway. So then, okay, all right. I started to put videos up on TikTok and I didn't know what to do. So I just did what I thought was part of the day. Where I'm staying at the moment, I don't have access to my normal coffee machine, which is a pretty cool machine back at home. So I'm staying away from home, so I bought a Mocha Express. And it took me a couple of weeks to figure out how to make really nice coffee with that Mocha on the stovetop. So I kind of got it together. I've only got a customer base of one, maybe two people. But they progressively got better and better to the extent now where the different taste from the barista machine, but it's a very nice taste. It's somewhere between cowboy coffee and, an Italian espresso of some sort. So I videoed that, 15 seconds, threw some music up. And I put a few of those up, and I get around about a couple hundred people, or a couple hundred views, in a week or two, or thereabouts. Then I threw some other ones up, and I started to notice that some would get 1,000. Put some food ones up, and I'd get, quite a good reception. Then I put one up, asking a question about food, and I got over 100,000. Now, that also meant that the people following me exceeded 1,000, so I could therefore put a link to a website and do live videos. So that was good. I learned a lot, and that video is still going strong. And I see to bring people in. I've learned the ins and outs of it. I won't talk about it now, maybe later on. And so I'll go back to the other platforms and I will start applying some of the things that I've learned for a different audience, yes, but the same sort of thing. Human nature, humans love to communicate, whether it be subtly, overtly, or a mixture of the both. They want to communicate, obviously, and if you narrow it down to Kiwis, there's still a lot of people, a huge amount of people, but if you want to have a global audience and global reach, then also Kiwiland also is quite attractive, but you might want to spread your content in a different way so that you have different people from different cultures tuning in, so to speak. So I will now go back to the normal ones and start addressing some of the things there. So I'm going to be concentrating on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and Twitter. All the different, although Facebook and Instagram are quite well connected. Don't know much about WhatsApp. I don't use it much here in New Zealand, but I've used it a few times. I haven't really got a good grip on it. WeChat, don't know much about that, although I think I have an account on there somewhere. So what I do know is I've learned a lot about the different types of content making, which is I'm doing anyway, but learning about sort of what not to do, so to speak. But if you look at things like Facebook and Instagram, then you got shorts and reels, and those are very interesting. So, you know, you make those videos, you chop them up and repurpose them. Okay, that's no secret. Everyone, I think, wants to do that. But the money-making platforms are starting to get spread out. Everyone seems to want the creators. So being a creator is the way to go. In some ways, if you're a creator, you're a publisher. But to me, the big publishers are the platform owners, the big platforms. So if you want to call yourself a publisher, good, but have a sort of distribution model that says we go here, there, and everywhere, basically. So you want people to share your content, which is cool. But I think the real one to concentrate on, excuse the pun, is also YouTube. Because YouTube is quite fascinating still. Owned by Google, and you can spend a long time, and that's a nut I haven't cracked at all. You know, I got a couple accounts on there. I'm going to have to concentrate on one good account, really start pumping out some stuff. So, I haven't mentioned podcasts, which I'm doing right now. I've been saying this for some time. It hasn't come to fruition, but I have to start interviewing people. I've interviewed people before using Zoom and other things. I've got a history project, which I'm attempting to do. But unfortunately, the subjects don't live where I live. And Zoom has MP3, but the history projects require a WAV file, which presently we don't get. Oh, there's some noise in the background there. So every technical thing can be surmounted one way or the other. So for those of you who want a career path, being a social media person, or you want to spread your message, I advise you to really look at TikTok and then combine that with the Instagram and Facebook, Twitter and YouTube, using shorts and reels and clips, as well as understanding that the imperfection may well be the new perfection, and people do want to communicate. So whatever your message is, get it out there. For me, I would advise strongly pumping out 1, 2, 3 content or subjects, pieces of content a day. Yeah, that's right, a day. Gary Vee says 100 a day, and that's pretty good, I think. But you know, it's hard, but yes, you repurpose stuff. But I put down three good pieces of content, particularly something like TikTok, because that's when you find out what work and what works and what is, you know, not that extremely popular. You find these things by putting them out. And, you know, don't let yourself be the judge. Let your perceived audience, because TikTok is kind of different. It puts your content in front of others that you don't know, and Vicky Burka. So you'll see content from people, what the hell am I looking at? But that's what it's about. It's pretty cool. It's not about dancing. If you want a dancer, dance. But if you're not a dancer, don't bother. Do what you want to do. Scenery, bits and pieces, ordinary. I mean, I would imagine even getting a bloody haircut would could be quite popular. Who knows? Truman Show all over again. We don't really know what it is. And that's the exciting thing about this type of new Web3 scenario that's coming on. We're not going to be talking about NFTs and blockchain and all that stuff. But if you've got a website, it's a really great way to market your website. That's by using elements of social media where you can control it by throwing out lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of content. Throw yourself on it occasionally just to prove that there's a human being behind it. If you don't look that good, so be it. Who cares? I mean, I don't care. I don't know whether I'm, you know, that sort of person or not. But the thing is, if you're not comfortable, then don't you don't have to put yourself in there. You can put your voice, if you're not comfortable with your voice, just put some images or videos or put some music. There's plenty of ways now. It's never been easy, ever, to make content with the phone that you've got in your hand. The platforms that are out there free, if you want to get extra attention, then obviously you look at advertising, and you need to, you know, follow people who do that for a living, listen to their podcasts or, you know, similar. So you do a bit of research. I think the old 7 P's does still apply. You know, preparation, you know, it's good. Prior preparation and planning prevents piss poor performance. I think that's a great thing to always be aware of and do. And above all, you've got to have fun. Get up in the morning and have some bloody fun. Don't be Mr. Bloody Pissed Off Miserly, you know, old bloody prick that bloody, you know, looks on the downside of every bloody thing it looks at. Be the optimistic person who's grateful that there's another day in front of them. Gets up early, does some thinking, you know, whatever you do in the morning. Get up and enjoy those times, whether they're quiet or not, and get things done. So we're going to talk about how the social media, you know, for want of a better term, but it is social media, so we can't hide that. Social media journey, which never seems to end, can propel you and your cohort, or the people that share your messages, into the world that other people inhabit. And we have to all start off with no money, because that's the organic reach is hard, very, very hard on Facebook, etc. But it can be done if you spread yourself out to different platforms. So that's my little spiel for this morning. It's not quite 22 minutes. And wherever you are, I hope you have a wonderful day. Don't forget to get up early tomorrow, Father's Day in New Zealand. Enjoy yourself and take care.